folks, come Hades or high water, this will be the last part of the series Sex with the Devil. It has to end sometime. We can only have so much fun. Cherry on top of the series will be Dan Sheridan's writing called If I Were the Devil. But before I get to that, I have some of a not left to read to you. I'm going to try to read it without comment because I can't finish this series without this. This is the end of his writing, which I started yesterday. That is from Concordance Studies in the Book of Daniel. Now listen to this. He talks about, remember the shocking phrase, Christless Christianity. Shocking, here I go again, I'm commenting already. Shocking because the word Christ is in the title, and yet it itself is in fact Christless. What he's about to say here, I just gotta give a little prelude, is that Christianity is the worst of the four major religions of the earth. The worst between Hinduism, Buddhism, and Islam, Christianity takes the cake. Listen to this. Christless Christianity is the most guilty since it has the outward shell of truth and a form of godliness based on God's word, nevertheless lacks life and power, and is not only ungodly, but inhuman and sub-beastly beyond the others. It is out of Christendom that the large horn arises that speaks monstrous things to set aside the supreme, that is, the man of lawlessness. Here we have human religion in its final form and ripest stage. It may look harmless enough from our standpoint, especially the falsified religion of Christendom, but in essence, it deposes God and deifies man. Let us not be deceived by its outward forms or spiritual pretensions. The test is, and this is so good, listen to this, the test is man in any measure given the place that belongs to God? Yes, that's the test. Is man given any place in any measure that belongs to God? And we know that Christianity is way guilty of that. I continue, those who see how the size of God is shrinking in Christianity will be quite prepared to view its utter apostasy in the era of the end. That's where we are. The fatalism of the Eastern religions at least preserves the husk of submission to the deity. Yes, the fatalism of Buddhism and Hinduism, whatever will be, will be. At least that preserves a husk of submission to a will greater than your own, so that their judgment will not be so severe as that which falls upon the Western religion, Christianity. It may be difficult for some to see this. That is why we call attention to it here. It is much easier to judge the religion around us in the light of its development and adjudication by God than to form a true estimate of its character under present conditions and with our prejudices and traditions as a background. That is, the best way to judge Christianity is to look at how it is destroyed in the unveiling chapter 9, I believe that was, right? Look how it's destroyed at the end. Look what God's opinion of it is. So when you get a look into the future and see that it's utterly destroyed, in fact, it is the first religion to be destroyed, then you come back now when the white wall, the whitewashed tomb wall is still in place, and we still have the present conditions, and we are still viewing it kindly with our prejudices and traditions, you get a more realistic assessment of it when you consider its end. We are so saturated, says Nock, with our own superiority in regard to both political and religious matters that any suggestion that the light we have may only increase the severity of our judgment is not welcome. Yes, the light we have, the light that Christianity has, that is access to the scriptures, only increases the severity of its judgment. That's another reason why Christianity is the worst, because it has access to the light. Here's a quick one from Bollinger before we go to Dan Sheridan. This is Dr. Bollinger in his Companion Bible. Babylon is the fountainhead of all idolatry and systems of false worship. This is the mystery of iniquity. Paul calls it the secret of iniquity. 2 Thessalonians 2:7, seen in all the great religions of the world. All alike substitute another god. Listen, another God, small g, for the God of the Bible, a God made either with the hands or with the imagination, but equally made, a religion consisting of human merit and endeavor. The earmark of all religions is an emphasis on human merit, human endeavor, the ability to, the assumed ability of the human to place itself well in the religion. Like scrambling up a ladder, trying to get the top place, all a matter of human endeavor. And as A.E. Knox said earlier, any organization which in any measure gives man the place that belongs to God, that's a falsification and it's evil. Now, finally, I turn to an article by my friend Dan Sheridan. I printed this in my ZWTF in April of 2014. In fact, I have a picture of Mr. Sheridan right here. Well, you can't see it that well, but it's pretty humorous. He's got his eyes poking up over his scriptures. I took this in Michigan, took the picture in Michigan. This is what he has to say. If I were the devil, and this will conclude my series. This is from Sunday, April 27th, 2014, ZWTF, Volume 3, Issue 17. If you want to see this for yourself, if you want to print it up or link it, send it to all your friends as a gift for the new year. This would be where you go. Go to my homepage, martinzender.com. Go to the ZWTF archives. You'll find that tab on the left-hand side of the homepage. Scroll down. Go to ZWTF. Scroll down to Volume 3, Issue 17, If I Were the Devil by Dan Sheridan. And again, this isn't a stretch for Sheridan. If I were the devil, I would build a building and call it a church. I would put a cross on the building. I would add other decorative features to make people feel religious. If I were the devil, I would create religious learning institutions called seminaries. I would hire a pastor who graduated from my institution of learning. You see, I need to create an aura around my ministers. They need to appear to have a special hotline to heaven. That way the sheep will follow. I need the sheep to think that these institutions have access to truth that the common person doesn't have. That way the sheep will follow their pastor who graduated from my school. I would hire an assistant pastor. I would start a Sunday school. I would create a youth pastor position. If I can get the children, I've got the parents. If I were the devil, I would implement programs for singles and married couples. I would write a doctrinal statement, which included the Trinity and eternal torment. I would hire a music director or music pastor. I would advertise using statements like, if you're looking for a church home. If I were the devil, I would make people think that the greatest problems in the world are due to bad morals. These morals would be artificially contrived, of course. I would make them up myself. This would suit my ultimate purpose because people focused on morals are man-centered rather than God-centered. They would be so proud of their morality that they would have no time to consider the true implications of the cross of Christ. Grace would then be eliminated. Phew, I can't have people thinking about Christ and his accomplishments. If I were the devil, I would use every technique possible to appeal to women. Much of the above would already appeal greatly to women. I must get the women at all cost, because if I get the women, the majority of men will surrender. If I were the devil, I would emphasize words like love, diversity, and acceptance. These words and concepts would attract millions of people, especially women. Since I have effectively feminized so many men, the men will put up no resistance. My emphasis would be humanistic love. God's definition of love will be lost. Truth will take a back seat. Truth will be replaced by sensual feelings. If I were the devil, all this is what I would do. All these things would prevent people from reading scriptures properly ever again. People will assume my organization to be based on scripture. They would never figure out that the whole system was invented by me. The followers of the Apostle Paul would then look like inconsiderate, arrogant, and unloving radicals, just like their apostle. They will go unrecognized. I would win.